"It's no good, Your Majesty," said the dwarf. "We can't sledge in this thaw."
"Then we must walk," said the witch.
"We shall never overtake them walking," growled the dwarf. "Not with the start they've got."
"Are you my counselor or my slave?" said the witch.
"Do as you're told. Tie the hands of the human creature behind it and keep hold of the end of the rope. And take your whip and cut the harness of the reindeer. They'll find their own way home."
The dwarf obeyed, and in a few minutes Edmund found himself being forced to walk as fast as he could with his hands tied behind him. He kept on slipping in the slush and mud and wet grass, and every time he slipped, the dwarf gave him a curse, sometimes a flick with the whip. The witch walked behind the dwarf and kept on saying, "Faster! Faster!" Every moment the patches of green grew bigger, and the patches of snow grew smaller. Every moment more and more of the trees shook off their robes of snow. Soon, wherever you looked, instead of white shapes, you saw the dark green of firs, or the black prickly branches of bare oaks and beeches and elms. Then the mist turned from white to gold and presently cleared away altogether. Shafts of delicious sunlight struck down onto the forest floor, and overhead you could see a blue sky between the treetops. Soon there were more wonderful things happening. Coming suddenly round a corner into a glade of silver birch trees, Edmund saw the ground covered in all directions with little yellow flowers, celandines. The noise of water grew louder. Presently, they actually crossed a stream. Beyond it, they found snowdrops growing.
"Mind your own business," said the dwarf,
when he saw that Edmund had turned his head to look at them, and he gave the rope a vicious jerk. But of course this didn't prevent Edmund from seeing. Only 5 minutes later he noticed a dozen crocuses growing round the foot of an old tree, gold and purple and white. Then came the sound even more delicious than the sound of water. Close beside the path they were following, a bird suddenly chirped from the branch of a tree. It was answered by the chuckle of another bird a little further off. And then, as if that had been a signal, there was chattering and chirping in every direction. And then a moment of full song, and within 5 minutes, the whole wood was ringing with birds' music. And wherever Edmund's eyes turned, he saw birds alighting on branches, or sailing overhead, or chasing one another, or having their little quarrels, or tidying up their feathers with their beaks.
"Faster, faster," said the witch.
There was no trace of the fog now. The sky became bluer and bluer, and now there were white clouds hurrying across it from time to time. In the wide glades there were primroses. A light breeze sprang up which scattered drops of moisture from the swaying branches and carried cool, delicious scents against the faces of the travelers. The trees began to come fully alive. The larches and birches were covered with green, the laburnums with gold. Soon, the beech trees had put forth their delicate, transparent leaves. As the travelers walked under them, the light also became green. A bee buzzed across their path.
"This is no thaw," said the dwarf, suddenly stopping. "This is spring. What are we to do? Your winter has been destroyed, I tell you. This is Aslan's doing."
"If either of you mentions that name again," said the witch, "he shall instantly be killed."